The Ministry of Population and Family Development called for regional government active role in reducing child marriage cases in the country, urging them to prepare their own plans to achieve the goal. This was stated by Bonifacius Prasatia Ixtiarto, the Ministry's Deputy for Population Control, here on Wednesday on the sidelines of Family Planning 2030 Asia-Pacific Forum. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry plans to increase the number of electronic devices labeled energy efficient from 8 to 21 to improve energy efficiency in household appliances and other electronics. This was stated by Ministry's Director of Energy Conservation, Hendra Iswamudi, in Jakarta on Wednesday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listeners, thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can, of course, access directly all the programs of all RRI stations from across Indonesia from our playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. So make sure to download RRI Digital for an easier access for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots with over undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
1, 2, 3.
Menjadi raja yang paling ditakuti. Aku bisa taklukkan segala bangsa di dunia. Tapi apa artinya
Indonesia. VOA.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what reason attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Jogja, kita berlari bersama. Walau ini hanya sandiwara, kau pegang erat tangan, ku pegang erat tanganmu. Walau ini hanya adegan saja, cinta lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Kau ingin katakan dan ku ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Seharusnya aku lelakimu. Cinta lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Ku ingin katakan dan kau ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Ku jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Kamu pendek lidahmu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi.
I really enjoyed to talk to the women, although I didn't understand them. It was fun to talk to them, and yeah, even to talk by hands and feet, and it was very funny.
Kampung Naga is a village where culture of ancestors is still respected and appreciated. In this kampung, the word pamali or taboo successfully removes curiosity of its people about something. Well, listener, let's follow our expedition in Kampung Naga, Neglasari Village, Salawu District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. The roaring sound train diesel machine takes us to a place which amazes both natives and foreigners, named Kampung Naga. Kampung Naga is a traditional kampung inhabited by a group of people who strongly keep tradition or their ancestors. In this case, Sundanese tradition, which remains preserved, they refuse any forms of intervention, which may damage the kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the edge of valley, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ijat. He is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his kampung. Generous smile is shown when welcoming us, making tiredness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins.
Jarak tempuh menuju ke Kampung Naga dari sini
500 meters to reach Kampung Naga, but it is in valley, so we need to take stairs with 439 steps.
When we get explanation from Ijat about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in paddy field and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this kampung. Ijat explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung. Atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus, kekuatannya kuat 15.
Kampung Naga building is tilt shaped with injuk leaves and it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaky. On the building there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call tilt building is like our body, because the shape is like there is a head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the regional government. Without we ask, apparently Ijat knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Dan di bawah di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the heirs of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutarman, Secretary of Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service, head.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para sesepuh.
As it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about it compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, bali or meeting place kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ica then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
Ini kan yang disebut Bumi Ageng ya, kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Cuman kalau diarahkan.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual 6 times a year, like for Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Idul Adha Islam, Islamic Sacrifice Day, Islamic Rites, Ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into Heaven, Saban or Idul Fitri Festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kunchen or Kampung Hat. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice, and prayer at mosque. Those participating are all men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we'll listen to Ijad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga.
Everything
sendiri,
has
seperti
mandate ini, like in here for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go through forest, but it is pamali. And that word remains effective because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word, pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the green valley until now. Taboo things are also applied in days and months. There are three taboo days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The taboo days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in taboo days and months, like Ijad explains.
Jadi ditabukan itu bukannya ditabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Islamic Rites, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga. is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order.
Thank you so much for tuning in with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and of course with your beloved host Unika here on the mic. on the morning session of Indonesia today. And after this, it will be continued with the afternoon session with my colleague, Rahma. Dear listeners, we've been here together for 6 hours. It's best for us to connect, not only through the online streaming, but of course through social media. So please connect with us through Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And if you want to give us a message, send us a feedback or input, you can absolutely do that by contacting our email, VOIListeners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And if you are currently listening through our online streaming, VOINews.id, you can also check out our app, Era Digital, available on Android and iOS. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in with me, Yunika, on this special morning session of today. And if you are still here, you want to continue listening, you can absolutely do that. I just want to say thank you, have a great day, and don't forget to have your lunch, have your meal, and take your water intake. Bye-bye.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Gue bilang gini ke dia, di mana malumu setiap kali ku ajak berkencan, aku yang bayar. Di mana malumu tak sesuai dengan wajah itu.
Gak bawa duitnya masa?
Thank you.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline.